Okay, Rabbi Isai, we're going to start this sugya here. It's a new inyan. Omer Rav Ade Bar Rave. Baruch Atah Adonai Eloheinu Melech Haolam Shehakol Nehiyeh B'Dvaro. Omer Rav Ade Bar Rave, Leviyah Sheyoldo. If a Leviyah gives birth to a child, B'no Potu Michomesh Shloim. The son is Potu from five Shloim. So right away, from the way the Gemara reads, it's clear that the Chiddush here is that although there's some other compromise from the Tzad of the Av, but because he's coming out of a Leviyah, he's Potter from Pidyon HaBen. So the Gemara therefore right away jumps who's the father. The reason why the Gemara jumps to who's the father is because it's evident that there's an issue with the father. That's the only Chiddush that Rav Adah could possibly be teaching us, because we already had a Mishnah in the beginning of the Masechta that Leviyim are potter from Pidyon HaBen. We had a Mishnah l'gabi Petach Hamor that they're potter from Petach Hamor, and there's a Hekesh to Pchorodom. So we know already that a Levi is potter from Pidyon HaBen, standard Levi. So that's why the Gemara is extracting from the words of Rav Adah that obviously he's talking about a case where the father is the compromise. Compromised father. And still in all, there's a p'tur and pidyon HaBen. So the Gemara wants to know, what's the compromise? Says the Gemara, what's the case? If this is a Kohen Levi situation, Mayayu Leviyah. The Nevada Barav has nothing to teach us. Afilu Yisrael Isnami. That's a regular case. Now we already know, as we learned on the Avdalit, in the Mishnah, Kohanim Leviim Ptuhim, that there's no din of Pidyon HaBen by a Kohen or a Levi. So it can't be that. So what is it? Says the Gemara, Elodi Abel Miyisrael. Must be, we're talking about a Levi is married to a Yisrael. And that's Rav Adah's Chiddush. That although his father is a Yisrael, so from the Tzad HaAv, he should be Chayiv in Pidyon HaBen. But since the mother comes from the Shevet Levi, so he's potter from Pidyon HaBen. In fact, the Gemara, that's too big of a Chiddush. It's either no Chiddush or too big of a Chiddush. L'mishpachoysim l'veis avoysim k'siv. It says in the Torah, l'mishpachoysim l'veis avoysim. Meaning the Vlad is miyuchas after his father. And therefore the Vlad is not a Levi, has no association to Levi, no connection to Levi. That's what the Gemara means to ask. The Vlad is completely a Yisrael Goma, and therefore there's no way to make him potter. Someone of Shuch. The father's a Levi, there's no way to make him Chayiv. We don't need a Vada Barabba to tell me anything. And if the father's a Yisrael, there's no way to potter. That's the Gemara's question. Omrav Popo, the Abir Megoy. The Abir Megoy. We have a better situation. The Abir Megoy. And since he was the Abir Megoy, that makes the situation better. Okay. Why does that make the situation better? That's the big question mark. We just finished saying that the Vlad, if the father is a Yisrael, avad echiv pidyon HaBen. Of course there's a chiv pidyon HaBen. Why not? There has to be a chiv pidyon HaBen. Must be that the father is not a Yisrael. Father's a goy. The Vlad is definitely l'chayra. The Gemara is not going to go into the Vlad is miyuchas to the father or not. But what did the Gemara gain now with this Ukimta? So now the father's a goy. So therefore what? You still have the same problem. Why is he potter? He's not a Levi. Tells you that a child is miyuchas after his father. Right? One second. Which means, in other words, two things. It means he's miyuchas after his father. And he's not miyuchas after his mother. That's what it means. Otherwise, if you have a Yisrael that has a married a bas Levi, if all mishpachos and beis avoisa means that the son gets a positive yichus from his father, but can also get a yichus from his mother, then if that's what it means, and let us say like this. Mishpachos and Beis Avosim would mean whichever one is greater. Meaning if your father is a Levi, you're a Levi. If your father is a Kohen, you're a Kohen. Okay. But your mother doesn't lose the fact that she's your mother. She's your mother. Whatever a mother could contribute, she does. Then the Gemara has no kasha. The Gemara is a kasha. If we're talking about a Levi that married a Yisrael, how could the son be part of a Binyan HaBen? Mishpachos and Beis Avosim. So, the Gemara... If you're going to tell me that all mishpachos beis avosim means is that you get the elevated yichus from your father, but you don't lose your association with your mother, yeah. So what's the Gemara's kasha b'chlal? He's still a ben Levi. He's a ben Levi who happens to be miyuchas after his father, but he still has the connection to his mother. Elamai, the way you have to understand the Gemara's kasha is that in the pasuk of the mishpachos beis avosim state that the mother's yichus can play no role on the vlad. Okay, so what do you gain by saying there's a goy here? It could be a goy, it could be they cloned, it could be a surrogate mother. Make no difference. What does the Gemara gain by saying a goy? What does the Gemara gain at this point, at this juncture? And according to Rav Papa, this is ultimately the maskana. It's not just a hava mina. According to Rav Papa, this is the maskana. That if some rishonim paskin like that, that if a levia, we don't paskin this way. We paskin that a levia, a ben Levi, is part of a binyan. No matter what, father's a Yisrael, the father's a goy, it doesn't make a difference. But there are those who hold like Rav Papa, which is that if the mother married a goy, the vlad is part of a binyan. Tomorrow, mother married Israel, then the child is chayv.
And the mother's
Levi? Levi. Because they learn like Rav Papa Zukimta. This is Rav Papa Zukimta. So what I'm asking is, it's true, your svara, you're saying good, that there's no possible of mishpachos beis avosim by a goy. It's true. But where's the yichas of the Levi? We have one pasuk in the Torah that talks about yichas. That pasuk did not say that the mother doesn't count, it just said the father counts. But we extracted from that pasuk that the mother doesn't count at all. That's what we extracted from that pasuk. Obviously, how are we learning? We're learning that when we come to identify a vlad of which family he belongs to, Levi, Yisrael, Kohen, we only go by the father. And that was the Gemara's kasha, that l'chayr, if a Yisrael married a woman, a Levia, the son should be chayv in pinyin. And according to Rav Papa, that remains. It's not just a havamim. According to Rav Papa, that remains. That if Yisrael marries a Levia, the son is chayv in pinyin ben, because it's miyuchas after his father. What do you mean? But he's also a ben Levi, Levia. Tarot says, we don't view that. In halacha, we don't view the mother's side. We only view the father's side in halacha. What I'm trying to tell you is very simple. You first of all, you're being mechavet Reb Chaim, so you're not bad. You're not bad. But what I'm trying to say is like this. This is the problem that I have with Reb Chaim. We'll get to Reb Chaim. Reb Chaim has a whole new mahalacha to learn the sugya. But the problem I have is, there's one pasuk that teaches us yichus. That pasuk. That pasuk doesn't say that the mother doesn't count. The pasuk says that the vlad is miyuchas after the father. That's what it says. And that's why, let me ask you a question. If a guy lives with a woman, is there any havamin in the world, I'm talking about according to Rav Papa, that son can duchen? When I say duchen, I don't mean as a kohen. He could stand on the duchen to do shira, kli, bepeh. According to nobody, no. The answer is no. No, capital no. No, the goy lived with a leviya. That's what I'm talking about. A goy lived with a leviya. Okay? There, nobody holds that vlad is a levi. Why not? That's the big kash on Reb Chaim. I mean, Reb Chaim obviously is going to work around this, but I'm just saying. Look, in the pasuk l'mishpachos v'avosim, that remains binding, that the only way to be called a levi is by having a father who's a levi. So now you say, okay, you know what? Forget the Yisroel. We're pulling John, the goy. What does that do? He's no closer to being a levi. He's closer to being a levi with a Yiddish atate. So what's going on? Somehow Rav Papa got rid of Mishpachos and Leveis HaVoiso. And now he's very happy. Now we got a levi here. We don't have a levi. Even Rav Papa's masking, we don't have a levi. And the reason why we don't have a levi is because of the same pasuk that Rav Papa questioned the Abba Yisrael. By the Abba Yisrael, why don't we have a levi here? And when she lives with a guy, why don't we have a levi here? So what have you accomplished by saying there's a goy here? You see what I'm asking you? You've accomplished nothing. By saying, you know, let's substitute it. It's not a Yisrael father, it's a goyish father. What in the world have you accomplished? Huh? Tfei one. I asked you a question, Michal. According to Rav Papa, could the Ben Halaviyah, the Abba Meyakim, could he go up to the Duchen to say Shiro? Why not? What's the Mokko? Huh? Ha! So the same with Mishpachosim, with his Havosim applies, whether it's a father a Yid or a father a Goy. Same problem. That's the problem. Comes Reb Chaim. Let me just pull up Reb Chaim. Reb Chaim in Yisurei Bia in Perek Tesvov. Reb Chaim Zoktaze. He says, "Bemes ba'alma amrinu mishpach asay meina kruyim mishpach." So Reb Chaim goes to like a new sugya. We know in Shas there's something called Mishpach HaSei Meina Kruya Mishpach. But the truth is, where do we get Mishpach HaSei Meina Kruya Mishpach? L'mishpachosim l'veis avosim. If not for the pasuk l'mishpachosim l'veis avosim, then Mishpach HaSei would be called Mishpach. So Reb Chaim sort of is putting the focus on that member in the Gemara. Mishpach HaSei Meina Kruya Mishpach. Zogt Reb Chaim, even though Aminim ba'alma mishpachas ha'imeinu kriya mishpach. Hainu dafke kesheyesh mishpachas av. Avol zogt Reb Chaim, kishenes abro migoy, she became pregnant from a goy, she'ein ha'ben misyachis acharov, oz af mishpachas ha'im kriya mishpach. V'hainu taime shabas, Leviya migoy harei ulevi, but he's not a levi. Das frage ich Reb Chaim. He's not a levi. Zogt Reb Chaim. Sagt Reb Chaim, das kann nicht sein. Can't be that he's a Levi because he's Taka Akasha. He can't go to do Shira. He can't do... So he's not a Levi. So therefore, Reb Chaim says that Pini Svara, which Pini wanted to throw out simply, that when there's a father, then he doesn't. When there's no father, then that can't be. Because then he should be a Levi. He's not a Levi. We got to be all the other Dinei Torah. He's not a Levi. Comes Reb Chaim with his next Chiddush. It's still riding on what he was saying, but he mitigates it somewhat to make it that it should stim. Zogt er azeh. Avade de mitzad din mishpocha einu chashuv levi. He's not a levi. Can't duchen, he can't say shira, he can't be from the mishayrim, he can't be from the mishayrim. He's not a levi. So what is he? Zogt er b'chaim. Ve'av she'en lo'i mishpachas e'av. So why is he parted from five slot? Zokta, haptu leviyim bepinyin, ain't it totally bedin leviyah shall mishpachas leviyah? Yeah? You don't need to be mishpachas leviyah to be parted from five slot. But what? He says, kiim kol tzad chalois levi shaloi moyu lepoit hoimi pinyin. Any kind of levi ingredient, you sprinkle some Levi ingredients here, and he's part. So here we got some mother ingredients. It's not mishpach. It's an additive. Like when you look at ingredients, traces of milk. There's traces of Levi-ishkeit there. The ptur of the five slaim, Zokta B'chaim, is the fact that there's some Levi, there's some epis Levi, the ptashtik Levi. There's some levy, there's enough levy here to make him part. So that's what Chaim wants to say. It's enough levy here to make him part. That's what he says. Well, where are you getting it from? Where are you getting it from? What? Chaloy slavy, abomitzan imoy, ki einu negeya, so now, obviously, it was bothering him. There's two questions on this. Number one, where did he get that from? He's saying, you don't need to be mishpachas levi. You need to be epis, something levi about you. Some levi DNA. Levi DNA. Frek Abchaim on himself. So I don't understand. So we go back to question A. So why did Rav Papa throw out the possibility of the Abba Yisrael? He also has levi DNA. Which is what we asked. When Rav Papa came into the Gemara, he didn't say there's no Levi DNA. Rav Papa said, L'mishpachoysim l'beis avoysim. The way Rav Chaim is learning, you don't need to be mishpachoys Levi to be potter. The Gemara should have answered. Rav Papa should have said, Rav Papa, ein mishpoch, ein pidyo in toli b'mishpoch. That's really the answer. According to Chaim, that's the answer to the question. The answer to the question is that l'mishpachosim l'vezavosim is not applicable. It's not applicable because you don't need mishpacha to be part of it. That's the whole point of Chaim is you do not need mishpacha to be part of. You don't need to be called. You're from the mishpacha slavia. All you need is that you have Levi blood in you. But mishpacha is not needed to party. I still it takes presence. So I'm part of the mishpachas leviyah. Do I have Levi? The mishpachas Yisrael? Do I have Levi DNA? So I'm Yisrael with Levi DNA. But he's saying that when you come from a goy, you're also not mishpachas leviyah. So you have no mishpacha. I don't have mishpacha.
What are you?
What?
You don't have mishpacha. Are you considered a regular Jew?
I'm a Jew no matter what. I'm a Jew no matter what. I don't have mishpacha. I don't have mishpacha.
Are you anything more than a Jew? Of course you are. You're a shtickle lady because your mother
I'm not a shtickle levi. I'm not a shtickle levi on mishpacha. I have zero mishpacha levi value. And that I have here too. Who do I yarshin my mother the levia? So I asked you, do you yarshin your mother the levia? Of course you do. Why? Because mishpacha sa'av enekuy mishpacha doesn't make that. I don't have my mother's DNA. I have my mother's DNA. Halachically, I have my mother's DNA. So what changed? I have a mishpacha, and I have DNA from a lady. I have that whether the father was a goy, or whether the father was a Yisrael, I have a DNA from the mother, and no mishpacha value from the mother. And the Reb Chaim is agreeing. There's no mishpacha value from the mother. You're not a lady. You're a nobody with DNA levi. And that's enough to bother you. So why, if you're somebody with DNA levi, are you not bother?
Why did you look at it the other way? What happens if you were a guy and your mother's a Yisroel? Your mother's a Yisroel.
We're talking about your mother's a Yisroel.
No, we're talking about a mother that's a levi.
Doesn't make a difference. I have no questions. I have no questions. Everything is very simple. The Torah says there's only one way to get a mishpacha identity. That's from your father. Then there's DNA motherhood. And that the Torah recognizes. And call it Torah kul. And either you're a person who has DNA from your mother and zero mishpacha value, or you have DNA from your mother and you have your father's mishpacha value. Either way, in either case scenario. So, in the case where the father is a Yisrael, you have mishpacha Yisrael, DNA value from your mother, the Levia. In the case where your father is a goy, you have zero mishpacha value, DNA connection to your mother. Reb Chaim is saying, I don't need mishpacha value to become part of a pidyon ben. I just need some Levi DNA. So I got that in both cases. I don't get what changed. But let's hear what Reb Chaim says. So, Reb Chaim, so if that's the case, what's the Gemara's kasha? I have in Yisrael, mishpachos v'zavozim k'siv. Zok down. Kibon de ma'anye mishpachas av. L'meichel alei shei mishpachas Yisrael. Im kein, memele poka minei din levi legamre. V'chayim b'pinyin abeg. Kibon she'eino levi klar. Ma'shen kein b'nochri. Hababas Yisrael, the less lay shame mishpacha klal. He agrees. Shapir dine cholok. Afagav de ein loy din mishpachas levi. Mikomokim shame levi she'ene toli bin mishpacha loy poka mine. Umifte mi din pidyon shel chamisla. Kemat, it's not readable. Kemat, not readable. He's saying that's for sure that the Vlad that's born is not a Levi. He has, and he says that he's definitely not a Levi. He has no shame mishpacha b'chlal. And somebody tell you who is this child? Is he a Levi? The answer is no. What's his mishpacha? He doesn't have one because the Torah was mechadish mishpacha only by Jews, right? He's nobody. He doesn't have mishpacha. He's a ben Levi. A ben Levia he is no matter what. Even if his father is here and his father makes him have a family, his father was mezakeh him with a mishpacha. If he has a father, a goy, the father can't give him mishpacha value. Okay, so he doesn't have mishpacha. The father didn't contribute that. So he only has his mother. He only has his mother. All he has is no mishpacha and Levi DNA. If he has a father, he's Mishpachas Yisrael with Levi DNA. Mishpacha is not required to be part of Pinyin HaBen, says Reb Chaim. You don't need that. You just need Levi DNA. Somehow, if my father was Mizakami with Mishpachas Yisrael, then I also lose my right, my DNA right, specifically for Pinyin HaBen. For Yerusha not, for this not, for nothing else not. For Pidyon HaBen, my DNA right, my non-mishpacha DNA rights have been revoked. I mean, if I got that in the mail, I would hire a lawyer. Dear sir. And you have to realize, all of this Torah, licked in the Gemara's kasha. That means this is such prevailing logic, because after all, we could have just said, the Abba Mi'islah. He's butter. because he has a mother, Olivia. But this logic is so, it's standing out so powerfully that the Gemara said, hey, 1 second, what's going on here? It's Poshit. If this is all Poshit, enough so to ask a kasha. It's Poshit that B'chiyah Gavna, when there's no Mishpacha, so then the DNA doesn't get revoked. Mashiach, if there is Mishpacha, the DNA does get revoked. If the Gemara would have said it, I would understand it. But the Gemara is not saying it al-Tzchidish. The Gemara is asking it al-Tzkashit. Rav Ada Bar Abba just came and he made a simple statement. He said, if you have a Leviya, she has a child, the kid's part of him picking her ben. A coin to Reb Chaim. Coin to Reb Chaim. The answer is simple. You don't need Mishpacha, the pater. What's the Gemara's kashit? We're not trying here to try to be miyash of a statement that the Gemara made. If the Gemara would have come and said, you know what, it's halacha Moshe Mitzinai, that a ben Levi habo me'akum, potem pinyan ben, ben Levi habo me'Yisrael, it's chayim pinyan ben, and now we have to sit in the streets, what's pshat in halacha Moshe Mitzinai, Reb Chaim would navigate, this mishpacha cancels out the DNA, non-mishpacha, we didn't have any problems here. We had a member from Avada Barava, that said that Ben Leviya is part of a Pidyon HaBen. According to Reb Chaim, it's beautiful. Sfasayim Yushak. It's beautiful. The reason is because you don't need a Mishpacha to part of a Pidyon HaBen. All you have to be is chemically, biologically, a Ben Leviya. Finished. The Gemara is asking for Mishpacha Yisrael HaVoisam as though it's a Torpid Val Mishnah. What do you mean? Mishpacha Yisrael doesn't even apply here according to Reb Chaim. So what the Gemara really means to say is, you're right, it doesn't apply here, but Mishpacha Yisrael HaVoisam should cancel the DNA rights. And that's the Gemara's kasha. It's a Mishpacha Yisrael HaVoisam. We don't need Mishpacha. The whole point of Reb Chaim is we don't need Mishpacha. And Take Reb Chaim is agreeing that if you have a Ben Leviya, Habo me ha'akum, he's not a Levi, he can't wash the hands of the Kohanim, he can't sing in the Beis HaMikdash, he's not a Levi, period. It's not true. DNA Leviya means a tremendous amount.
No, it doesn't.
Sure it is.
The Gemara is saying, the basic question of the Gemara, the statement...
Do you need Mishpacha to pater by Pidyon HaBen? Yes or no? Reb Chaim says no.
Only?
No. Not only. Reb Chaim says, to pater Pidyon HaBen, you do not need Mishpacha. You don't need it. That's the whole point of Reb Chaim. Because he's agreeing, Reb Chaim, let's get something straight. Reb Chaim, in conclusion, is coming out that you're not Mishpacha Leviya if you come from a Goy or you come from a Yisrael. You're equally not Mishpacha Leviya. You just have genes. And you have genes whether your father was a Goy or your father is a Yid. You have genes from a Leviya. Whether your father is a Goy or a Jew, you don't have the mile of Mishpacha Yisrael HaVoisam. But you don't need Mishpacha Yisrael HaVoisam. But for some reason, the Gemara held that if you're Mishpacha Yisrael, okay, that doesn't cancel your total gene rights. I mean, you Yarshin your mother, Edus goes by your mother, your Arias Menaim, everything applies, you're connected to your mother fully. But for some reason, this specific gene-related tour from Pidyon HaBen gets canceled by Mishpacha Zav. Where do we get that from? I have no idea where we got that from. There are gene-related issues, And there are mishpacha-related issues. Generally, gene-related issues are yichus and yerusha and arayas. That's gene-related. And then there's mishpacha. Mishpacha milas. Kuhuna, teduchin, to do avoid the Beis HaMikdash, mishpacha. So basically what we have in Shas is kuhuna, all that stuff goes by the father. And the genes are at least also contributed to the mother. Kolaterkul, for Yerusha, for Arayas. Comes up Chaim and he says, Pidyon HaBen, for some reason, sits in the middle. It's an androgynous. When you ask Pidyon HaBen, you say, Pidyon HaBen, so what are you dependent on? Are you mishpacha related or gene related? He goes, well, it's not so poshut. There's a Reb Chaim in the Yisurei Bia that he doesn't either understand Mistome. He says, that says that it's gene related, but unlike the other halachic gene related issues, which are totally gene related, if I do have a mishpacha, it cancels out my gene connection. Because all the other things that are mishpacha related, the genes don't help you. And all the other things that are gene related, the mishpacha doesn't get rid of. But punk pidyon haben, this new halachic phenomenon, punk pidyon haben without a pasuk, without a lachol moshe misinai, without nothing, for some reason, pidyon haben is unique, that it's an androgynous. It's totally in genes, but if you have mishpacha, then it cancels out the genes.
No, it's totally in identity, period. Period, identity. How do you identify?
Identity in kolat terikula, identity in kolat terikula, are just two ways to identify somebody. I don't know why this is such a hard thing to understand. There are two ways to identify a human being. One way by his genes, and one way by his mishpacha. And we have a Shulchan Aruch. We have four halakim of Shulchan Aruch. And it's very negaya to countless halachas. How to identify, like Zev said, how do you identify a human being? By his mother? So gene-related things, the mother has identity, plays a role. And in Kuhuna and Avoda, the father's mishpacha plays a role. Period. And in the whole Shulchan Aruch, we have no gray. Arayas, Yerusha, Korva, it's all the mother, gene-related. In identifying the Vlad. We identify the Vlad after his mother, where it's gene-related. And in the rest of Shulchan Aruch, this is Kapayim, Avoda, it's all mishpacha related. We only identify the child after his father. Now we come to Pidyon HaBen. So tell me, please, I beg you, which part is the goat by? How do we identify, exactly like Zev said, how do we identify the child? Comes up Chaim and he says, well, here it's taka different than everything else. The Dalet Chalkei Shulchan Aruch. In Dalet Chalkei Shulchan Aruch, either we identify the child solely by mishpachos and levei savos. And wherever it's gene-related, the mother, Zichus, absolutely plays a role. But Pidyon HaBen, unique. Pidyon HaBen, gene-related in identifying the Vlad, only when there's no Mishpach HaZav. If there's Mishpach HaZav, then it's not gene-related. And why, by all the other gene-related issues in Halacha, do we not say that when you have Mishpach HaZav, it cancels the identity of the mother? We don't say that. So what's that? Genes. And by Yavoda, we don't look at the genes of the mother no matter what. Whether there's Mishpach HaSav or not Mishpach HaSav. Punkt Pidyon HaBen is androgynous. Beryu Bifnei Atzmai. Where did Gemara get this from? Not only where did Gemara got this from, but the Gemara held this was all so poshut that the Gemara is asking it for a kasha. Would it not be simple? Simply logical that Rav Avi Bar Avi doesn't hold of this new, I don't know what. Rav Avi Bar Avi says, you know what, it's gene-related. And like all the other gene-related halachic identities, the father's mishpacha doesn't play a role. End of story. But the Gemara decided that this is so simple that the Gemara is asking Kasha. That's why Lefi Ani Yizdaiti, it's in Pshat in the Gemara, it's way too complex to understand, And by me, there's always a shlav. It could be a chiddush in the Gemara, but something which the Gemara asks for a kasha has to be pushed. If the Gemara held that the logic is so simple that the Gemara asks for a kasha, it means it's got to be. So you have to convince yourself, at least, that whatever the svar is, it's so poshut that the Gemara held that it's Vada Bava makes no sense. We have no choice but to make some kind of new kimta. Because really, let's call a spade a spade. Ravada Bahava's simple memory is, the way you would read it, is that by Pinyan Aben, we don't go by Mishpoche, we go by Jinns. That would be Tafyemi, if we're giving a Tafyemi Shin, you're reading the Gemara. And that was the end of the Gemara. Let's say that was the end. Omer Ravada Bahava, Ben Levi, Potom Pinyan Aben. How would you read it? Tafyemi Shin. That you don't need Mishpachas Av to be Potom from Pinyan Aben. It's simple. That's the way you would read it. Which is ultimately, by the way, the other mandom in the Gemara. Look at the end. Let's finish reading this. Zok the Gemara v'loy teimo. Ali be the mandom al. Ein mizamen es havlat. And of course, according to the opinion of that the goy is not mizamen es havlat. Which means he doesn't associate to the Vlad, at least that's the way Rashi learns. He doesn't associate to the Vlad, which means the Vlad goes after the father, after the mother. He's a Jew. That he does make the Vlad possible, meaning the father is miyuchas after the child is miyuchas after the father. Still in all, Levi posel mikri. He's only a Levi posel, but he's still a Levi. Okay, fascinating. If we were learning like a Chaim, the logic is getting from almost impossible to impossible. The Gemara is now saying it happens to be that even by Goyim, there's a din of l'mishpachosim l'vesavosim, somewhat. The child is miyuchas after his father. But that link is not enough to cancel the mother's DNA. The Yisrael is. Okay. Zok the Gemara. Now, Ma'abrei Rav Yosef comes in simple. Ma'abrei Rav Yosef Omar, Mishmei de Rove. Lo'ilom, the Abba of Yisrael. This is a simple way to read the Gemara. The woman gave birth to this child from Yisrael. V'shani yosem v'makro, Peterechem. Peterechem told Rachman. Period. Simple. This is the way we all would have read it the first time. Pidyon HaBen is not totally in Yichus. It's totally biological. Peterechem. Peterechem. In fact, Rashi says Peterechem means it's an identity. Meaning, it's a gene identity. Meaning, he's connected to his mother, Lagabi, Pidyon HaBen. Which is not fair, like I told you. There are many halachas in Shas where the child identifies with his mother. So Rashi learns that's the Gemara's answer. But Peterechem Tali Rachmana, Lagabi Pidyon HaBen, the child identifies after his mother. Rashi in Chulin actually learns even less. Rashi in Chulin says, by Pidyon HaBen, in order to be Chayiv, you have to come from somebody who's Chayiv. The Rechem has to be Mechayiv, the Pidyon HaBen. So if the Rechem is one which is Potter, so according to Rashi in Chulin, it's even more simple. What Rav Ada Bar Abba was saying. Rashi and Chulin are saying, what's the Mechayev of Pidyon HaBen? The Rechem. So if the Rechem is a Rechem Leviyah, the Rechem has an exemption, not the Vlad. So I don't care who the Vlad is Miyuchas after. I don't care who the Vlad is Miyuchas after. The Vlad went through a checkpoint that has exemptions, an embassy. Potter. That's all. This is all so simple. What in the world is going on in Rav Papa? It's all so poshut. It's mamish. It's olive base. It's mamish olive base. What's going on and what's pshat in the pot? Okay, now, one other kasha. The way we explain the Gemara right now, this part of the Gemara is like Rashi. Tosis, if you look at Tosis, also we put in the Maror HaKrimis. The Tosis in Yevamos. Who even elaborates more. If you look at Tosfos there, Kosova Ravino ever kachov never a Bob as Israel have lad kosha. Zok Tazins, if you go down like 5-6 lines, the kiv on the boss of Israeli Shadinale, have it fe mamza, ni maida have a Shadin and Bosser Akum, then mamza is like a kachov. Interestingly, Tosfos learns when the Gemara says, look back at the Gemara. The way he learns that, the Vlad is not a mamzer because he goes after his father, not after his mother. You hear the way Tosfos reads the Gemara? Tosfos reads the Gemara that is machlekes when you have a goy, akum vever abal bas Yisrael, machlekes whether the child is mizuha. Mizuha means some level of mamzeris. Possum. Psul in the Vlad. See, Tosfos learns that when it says that the child is possum, it means he goes after his mother. If he goes after his father, he's not possum. He's kosher. Because goyim can't give psulim. Goyim don't have mamzeris. They don't have all that stuff. So Tosfos is learning that when there's a machlekes whether the child is kosher or posel, Tosfos learned akum ve'ever abal bas Yisrael. The machlekes whether the child is infected, the way Tosfos learns is if he goes after his mother, he's infected. If he goes after his father, he's not infected. The way Tosfos gets away with that is by saying that by Yisrael, there's psulim. By goyim, there's no such thing as psulim. They didn't go to the threshold of being able to become possum. So the way Tosfos reads the Gemara, Mizaminus Avlad means that he goes after the mother. So how do we read our Gemara? Floyd Tame Ali Bidamandome Mizaminus Avlad. Afilu Mandomar Mizaminus Avlad, which basically means she goes after Yisrael. Levi possum. Levi possum. What do you mean? Mizaminus of Vlad means he goes after his mother. So there's more reason to say that he's potter. If he goes after his father, there's more reason to say chayiv. Right? That was the whole idea. The whole reason why we introduced the whole thing was because l'mishpachos l'veis avos. So if the child's going to go after his father, he's mechayiv in pinyan of it. Child goes after the mother. According to Tosfos, mizamen means that the child goes after the mother. And ein mizamen means it goes after the father. So how does the Gemara read? Then of course you're potter, which means the child goes after the father. What do you mean? Should be more chayiv. Which means that he goes after the mother, according to Tosfos. Still in all, Levi Possel Mikra. Yeah? So this all the Achronim is this kasha. All the Achronim is this kasha. But Al-Ghazi, they all is this kasha. What's going on? Some want to say that maybe what Tosfos means is, the way you would read it according to Tosfos is, that, of course, the man who says aim is aminus of lad, which means he goes after the father, he's potter al's goy. Not else ben Levia, al's goy. But that would only make sense if you say that according to that opinion, the child's a shekets. It's a shekets. He's not potter from pidyon ben, he's potter from anything. It's not a pidyon ben potter. So it more doesn't sound like the child's a shekets. Child's a Jew. For some reason, according to Tosfos, if you miyachas the child after the father, the Jewish child after the father, there's more of a reason to say that he's potter. L'chor, there's more of a reason to say he's chayiv. If you miyachas him after the mother, who's a Leviah, there's reason to say he's potter. So this is also very short. Okay, let's just finish this off and we'll obviously get back to Malach next week. Says the Gemara Tanan. It's our Mishnah. When his gairah muberes, she was pregnant. When she became a giyoris, and his tachrah muberes, yolda v'kohenes. She gave birth together with a Kohenes, Yilviya. He viyishe shekvar yiloda. V'chei mishel ishasach abaylo shloish chadoshim v'nosav yiloda. Then you do him ben tishel uishim in shivel achr. So you know for sure you have a b'chol. You just don't know who he is. B'chol l'kohen v'en b'chol l'nach. Pikin ha-ben de zechiv. Mechlal de Kohenes v'leviya p'tuchim. It says clearly, Kohenes is potter. The abim ima. Ilem b'koyim v'levi may haya Kohenes v'leviya afilu bas yischol nami. Same thing we asked over here. El de abu mi goy. So it must be she gave birth from a goy. And still you see, but that can't be. Kohenes p'tur. Kohenes became apostle of Kohenes. From a papa body glon rova. Kohenes shen zabu mi goy. Ma'u v'amin elo ala v'ayinu tamu avada barabu l'vi yashirodu b'no potu mi chomishlan. From the yachashtu. Bishlam Leviya, Kushosokan, she's still a Leviya, she's still kosher. Tatanya, we learned Leviya Shanish Bisa Shanivala Bilisnus. If a Leviya had a business, Noisim Laman Amaisa. For Echelis. Elo Kohenes, Kivin Divil Avale Zoro. She's a Zoro. So how could she be potter from picking a Ben for her son? How could her son be potter from picking a Ben? Must be. That it was a Yisrael. Knocks off Rav Papa. Says the Gemara, and she's part because it's totally in the genes. Moki lo b'dama b'Yisrael. El Rav Papa b'may moki lo. It's the Gemara's kash. And says the Gemara, lo yom d'abba mikoyen. Lo yom d'abba mikoyen. V'ibas Yisrael, v'amari l'koyen, it's the b'no koyen. Because the son's a koyen. Meaning the son that's born from her is a Kohen. For some reason, the Gemara here feels that if you had a Eishes Kohen, forget Eishes Kohen, Bas Kohen, who lived with a Goy, her son would be Chayev and Pinyin Aben. Because she became Pasul from Kohen. But if you had a Bas Levi that lived with a Goy, the kid would be Potter from Pinyin Aben. That's how the Gemara comes out. If you look, we brought down the Rambam here. The Rambam paskens that way. The Rambam says, Levi amuberes migoi ben apoto, v'koyenes amuberes migoi chayiv, shari nifsalo imoi min hakohuna bebilas hagoi. What's going on here? Every kohenes is also Levi. It's a Levi plus. How in the world does she become more posel with the bias hakohun? So now she's Pasul Lakun. Yeah. By the way, so is the Leviya. A Leviya is also Pasul Lakun. She's a Zayin. She's also Pasul Lakun. What? Yeah. So Lamaisa, the Gemara is saying that because she's Pasul Lakun, she loses her Kahuna rights. Even though, no, but I'm saying, even though she should maintain the Leviya rights, she's no worse than a Levi. She's a Basla, because every Kohen is also Shevet Levi. Every Kohen is Shevet Levi plus. Every Kohen is not Shevet Levi. Every Kohen is from Shevet Levi plus. I'll prove it to you. Maaser Rishon. In the time of Ezra, they penalized the Leviim, and they gave the Maaser Rishon to the Kohanim. The Gemara says, because Kohanim are also Leviim. She should be able to. The Kohanim should be able to. The Gemara seems to be saying that she's worse. But she should be able to. She should. That's the kasha. We're not talking about, she's a Zohar anyway. She's a Zohar anyway. The only thing is, she comes from Shevet Levi. She happens to have added benefits that she's a Bas Kohen. But she's also from Shevet Levi. She's also from Shevet Levi. So the kasha is, how could she become more possible than a Levi? Fine, so she should lose the Kohenis rights. Why? Why not? Why not? Pas Kohen is always a Zohar. Bas Kohen and a Bas Levia is the same thing. And the only difference between a Bas Kohen and a Bas Levi is that it's Truma. Otherwise, they're exactly the same. They're both Zorim. If either of them do avoid it, a Chayiv Misa. They're both Zorim. A Bas Levi is a Zohar and a Bas Kohen is a Zohar. They both come from Shevet Levi. So why is the son Chayiv and Pinyan Aben? For what is she a Chalala? For what? I don't know what it means. She's just posel l'kuna. She's not any more posel than the Leviyah that was Mizana.
The outcome is the same, but not the root of the issue.
Same issue. She was nivel al posel law, she becomes a Zayin.
But she also gains din chalal.
For what?
There you go.
Because in order to do Shira, you have to, you technically would be able to, but in order to do Shira, you need to have Minui. And the Torah wasn't Mimani you to do Shira. You know, different, the Rambam Paskins, a Levi that does Avoida, that does Shira when he's not Mimuna to do Shira, is Chayiv Misa Al Zohar. Exactly. A Kohen is the same like a Levi. A Levi and a Kohen are the same. They can only do Avoida if they're Mimuna on it. And since the Kohen was not Mamuna on the Avodah Ashira, you're telling me if you had a Kohen...
So I'm asking, so why don't we ask the question? The Kohen can't do Avodah because of a Kohen. But now that they're possible for Kohuna, they can do Avodah and fall back on the default position that they're a Levi. And for Levi, whatever a Levi is Mamuna on, that's what Levi Mamuna on.
They don't have base others. It's just a Minui problem. It's a Minui problem. The way the Mishmaroi Savoida work in Beis Hamikdash is a practical issue. You're 100% right. They could. If they got Mamuna on it, they'd be able to do it. The problem is very simple. The way the Avoida was given, the way the Avoida from a practical element was given on Beis Hamikdash, it was broken up to Mishmaroi's. There were Mishmaroi's Kohuna, and there were Mishmaroi's Leviya. That was a Takana from Shmuel HaNovi. That's a separate thing. So therefore, the answer is you're right. Can Apostle Kohen do Avodah Levi? He should be able to. Yes. Oh, it's the same kasha. But then I have an answer. My answer to that is that since the Avodah Beis Hamikdash is given out with Minui and it's broken up to Mishmaras, so if you're part of Mishmaras Kohuna, you're never going to find yourself in the Mishmar Levium. So you have a practical problem. You're like the guy in the Gerar Beis Medrash. I always love saying the story. The guy who turned 50 on the second day of Rosh Hashanah. You know the story is that? The guy was in Gerar Beis Medrash was packed. There was no room for everybody to daven with the Rebbe. So they made a minyan downstairs in the basement. They made a hole from the upstairs basement to the lower basement. And the rule was, the group that davened the first day Rosh Hashanah upstairs with the Rebbe goes downstairs. Right? And the group ups it. But where was the cutoff? 50. This guy turned 50 on the second day of Rosh Hashanah. So first day of Rosh Hashanah, he davened with the guys downstairs. Second day of Rosh Hashanah. So when he went around to say Gut Yom Tov to Rebbe, he looked very depressed. The Rebbe said, "What's wrong?" So he told the Beis Yisrael the story. He said, "I'm stuck. I'm thrown downstairs both days." So he told him, "It's a Gemara Bava Basra. The Gemara Bava Basra says that a bird, if you find a bird that can't fly, you give it to the nest. It has to be the closest nest, but it has to be within 50 amma. If it's more than 50 amma away, it didn't come from that nest. Because kol ha-medadeh, ein ha-medadeh yoyse mi-chamishim amma. A bird that only can hop is not going to go more than 50 amma away from its nest. So if you find it more than 50 amma away, it's like hefka. So Rav Yirmiyah comes, Rav Yirmiyah says, what do you have? Regel achad betoy chamishim. V'regel achad schutz l'chamishim. The Gemara says, when Rav Yirmiyah asked this question, he was making them crazy with questions. The Gemara says, "Al do afku mi bei midrash." They threw him out of the base midrash. He says, "That's what happened to you." Regel achad betoy chamishim. Regel do afku. So this Levi is mamish in this position. He's stuck. He's not a. He lost his kuna, and he's not part of the mishmoras levim. So he's stuck. But you're right. It would be the same question. Meaning, if there was a mini on him, he should be able to do it. Why not? Why not? Maaser Sheni Levi doesn't have. Maaser Rishon Lechalami. A coin's allowed to get Maaser Rishon. Okay. We'll have to continue next week. Tosa Sugi. Uh-huh.